Hi, it's Patrick Hutzel from Intensive Care at Home, where we provide tailor-made solutions for long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomies and otherwise medically complex patients by improving their quality of life, and where we also provide tailor-made solutions to hospitals and intensive care units, reducing the cost of an ICU bed by 50% whilst providing quality care. In last week's blog, I talked about, can a person be weaned off a ventilator and tracheostomy at home? You can check out last week's episode by clicking on the link below this video. In this week's blog, I want to answer another question that we get quite frequently from our readers and clients. And the question is, can TPN be given at home? TPN stands for total parenteral nutrition, and it basically means intravenous nutrition. So the short answer to that is yes. Let me explain. TPN, or total parenteral nutrition, is intravenous nutrition that can only be given via a central venous catheter or via a PICC line. PICC stands for peripherally inserted central catheter. Fairly often, patients in intensive care have to be nil by mouth for situations like intubation, abdominal surgery, ileus like bowel obstructions, nasogastric or PEC feed intolerance, to name a few. Whenever nasogastric feeds or PEC feeds can't be given to meet nutritional demands, TPN, or total parenteral nutrition, needs to be given via a central venous catheter or a PICC line in order to meet the nutritional demands. There can sometimes be a 24-hour time window between stopping PEC or nasogastric feeds and commencing TPN, depending on the availability of TPN. Sometimes pharmacy needs to prepare TPN first. Once TPN has been commenced, regular blood tests, including the check for blood glucose and electrolytes, needs to be monitored. A new TPN intravenous giving set needs to be used every 24 hours to maintain infection control standards. A new TPN giving set needs to be attached. So, what about giving TPN at home? Given that a service like our intensive care at home services are providing care to ventilated, tracheostomized and otherwise medically complex patients with 24/7 intensive care and pediatric intensive care nurses in a home care environment as a genuine alternative to a long-term stay in intensive care, the provision of home TPN is also part of our skill set. We are currently providing home TPN to pediatric clients and have also provided services to adult TPN clients at home. The delivery of home TPN requires the skill and expertise of an intensive care nurse due to the skills that are required when it comes to the central line venous catheter or PICC line management. One of the risks that needs to be managed is the patency of the central venous catheter or the PICC line, and the CVC or the PICC line also needs to be redressed sterile on a regular basis in order to avoid line infection that could develop into sepsis. Once the line is blocked, it requires a reinsertion of the central line or the PICC line, which is a procedure that needs to be performed in a hospital, sometimes under ultrasound or even under X-ray guidance. Well, thank you for watching this video. I also have put some references and links in the article that you can read below this video. So if you want to find out how we can help you to get your loved one out of intensive care, including palliative care or long-term acute care, or even out of a nursing home, or if you find that you have insufficient support for your loved one at home on a ventilator or TPN, and if you want to know how to get funding for our service, or if you have any questions, please send me an email to patrick@intensivecareathome.com or call me on one of the numbers on the top of the website. My email again is patrick, P-A-T-R-I-K, at intensivecareathome.com. We are also currently hiring ICU and pediatric ICU nurses for our clients in the Melbourne metropolitan area and in South Gippsland. We are an NDIS, TAC and DVA approved community service provider in Australia. Also, have a look at our full range of service provisions again on our website. Thank you for tuning into this week's blog, and I'll see you again next week in another blog. This is Patrick Hutzel from Intensive Care at Home, and I'll see you again next week in another update.